Welcome to Screw the Clout. I'm your host, Steve Stanulis. Each week, we're going to have amazing guests share their stories of saying, screw it. Tune in each week. This is Screw the Clout. I have the pleasure of interviewing yet another talented friend, Ms. Erin O'Brien. Erin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. And I'm so happy to see your face right now.
Likewise. And you know what? It's funny. Just mentioned off air that we haven't physically seen each other in a while. But the one thing I want to say before we even begin is there are certain people, and you're going to notice an actor, and I'm sure people that have just breaking in or have been in the business for a while that are listening. When you go on set and you work with people, there's three types of people. One, you just hit it off with right away and you stay in touch forever. Two, there's people you get along with, you become acquaintances, and you really don't speak, but when you see them, it's like, oh my God. And it's just three, there's just people you work with, you don't jive with, you have nothing in common and you never want to see them again, or what have you. And Erin happens to be option A. Somebody I met at from jump, I just hit it off, and you know, I'm so happy and honored to have you on the podcast.
Same. And I'm so grateful to have you as my friend, and I love every time we get to work together, and this is so nice. And I feel the same way. Like, I love you.
I love you too. And so what I want to talk about, Erin, today is a lot of our listeners, obviously, are aspiring actors, writers, directors, people that want to break into business. And, you know, I get a lot of questions on each podcast after we air it and we post it. What made you want to break into the business? And again, were you supported by your family? Well, let's start from there.
So I was very shy. I'm not shy now, but I was very shy like in high school. But I always loved movies and I was like obsessed. Like my first job was working at a video store and I would literally like, I'm so dating myself, but I would watch like VHS after VHS. And I was just obsessed with movies. And I was like, dude, this would be so cool to do this. And it seemed like a little bit impossible, but at the same time, I grew up an hour from New York. So, I mean, it's right there. So yeah, I just made myself start taking acting classes. And even though I was like really shy at first in the classes, I loved it. I loved it. But yeah, I started taking classes in high school. And then I started working background in New York, which I thought was like the coolest thing ever. So I started doing that. I was in high school still. So I was like so starstruck. And I was like, I worked on The Bone Collector and met Angelina Jolie. And I was just like, this is the best. And I was like 17. Background work, acting classes, plays, like local plays, like church plays and stuff. And then I took a little, like a hiatus, like mm-hmm. from it I got married when I was really young, when I was like 22. So I took a little hiatus from it, moved to Seattle, side note, moved back to Jersey like 7 years later. And then I was like, all right, it's right here. Like I'm going to start this up again. And then I just started booking like a lot of indie stuff.
Would you advise actors that have never been on set to actually do background work, or would you advise, you know, because there's some actors that think it hurts your credibility, and there's some actors that say no, it's great because you learn things, you watch and you kind of get the comfort of the set.
No, I would definitely recommend it because I feel like mostly you learn set etiquette because you show up like on set the first time, you're just like freaking out and you're so excited and you think it's like the coolest thing in the world, but you like learn how to act on set, like you see some background people like who don't know that set etiquette or have to be told, like, you know, so I feel like you learn a lot from being on set. You learn how, you know, making a movie works, making a TV show works. So no, I think it's great. And then you network. And then like, I've worked with some people background a million years ago that like, you know, you see them again later on and you're both have like parts in something. It's, you're not background anymore. And you know, it's just good. I think anything you can do to like meet people in your business or the business you want to be in is good. Networking is everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then when you decided this is the path you wanted to take, what was your, cause I know you're very close with your family. Were they supportive in the beginning? Were they kind of like, it's a dream? How were they with that whole idea?
Well, I think at first they're kind of like, oh, how cute, you know?
Right. Right.
And then every family does the what's your backup plan thing because they're nervous for you. But But honestly, they were always very supportive. And then, like when they went to see me in like plays and stuff, they were like, "Oh, she can do this!" Like they were very supportive, very proud. Especially my brother. My brother thought it was like the coolest thing ever. Like he loves movies like me. So like even when I was started doing the extra work, he would like sometimes take the bus to the city with me because I didn't want to go by myself because I was like 17.
Right.
So no, they're super supportive. I'm so lucky. Like they think it's cool. They're great. They're like my biggest fans. But at first, of course, they were a little nervous. Like that's normal.
Oh no, absolutely. Yeah, especially you know female. 17. You know what I mean?
I would right now tell my nieces, be like, no, don't do that. Like I took my niece to an acting class when she was like 15, but then I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I'm glad that they weren't into it because yeah, it can be a little much.
Yeah. So you continued down the road and then what was your first, considered your wow moment? What was the first like, oh my God, I made it or I'm doing it.
I feel like I never really feel like I've made it because it's like, as an actor, you keep going. You finish a project and you're like, you might not work for 6 months. So it always feels like you haven't quite made it. But I will say a really cool moment was working on the Tremors TV pilot I did a few years back. And just like, literally sitting next to Kevin Bacon during lunch, I was like, this is so cool. Like I felt accomplished. Like, I get to work on something he's producing, he's acting in with all these really amazing actors that I watch all the time. And so that felt like a, sort of give myself a pat on the back.
Yeah, no, and again, we already knew each other when that was happening. Mm-hmm. So I remember you were all pumped up about that. But
I actually got the call on Clinton Road. To do that.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. I remember we were all excited. I think we were like running around the woods at night.
Yep.
Or, getting ready. They weren't around the woods at night. And remember you mentioned that. And I remember how excited you were. And yeah, I was like, wow. So you on a good little run.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of little moments like that. I feel like every film, not like I made it, but I'm so like grateful to be here. And I'm so doing what I love and like, maybe there's a couple people that I watched growing up that I'm like, can't believe I'm working with them kind of thing. I feel like that's happened like so many times.
Sure. Now, also, I mean, again, we've mentioned how, you get a job, or you wait, you might not work for the next 6 months. You've actually been, you started back in 2007. You got your first credit. So, I mean, that's almost 18 years. But again, that's a pretty good. I mean, it's 18 years of consistently doing, a constant flow of credits.
Well, it's one of those things that like I always knew going into it too. Like I love this, and I'm not going to stop doing it. Like no matter what, like any downfalls, any like long period of time I'm not working, I might get frustrated, but I'm not going to stop doing it. So that's why I was like, I'm not going to have a backup plan. Like I was like, oh, let me go to community college for something. And I was like, I hate this,
Right.
It was like, not that I'm telling people not to have that, education or extra, backup thing, but I always hated the idea of it. I was like, no, that's not what I want. I know I want this. So even when it's not going my way, I know this is like my path.
Right. And now, again, like I said, we were talking about this offline. I was going through everything. And the first credit to your name is a project called Salty Nuts.
Yeah.
So I was afraid to ask because I thought, man, I had no idea what it was. Because you could think about it in a lot of different ways.
Right.
When you hear Salty Nuts. So what, tell us real quickly, not we're going to spend too much time on it, but what is salted nut? Not salty nuts. I apologize.
Salted. It was salted. Okay. This is actually a funny story. So this is my first credit, but it's like, so I was working at a bar in Hoboken, New Jersey, and, I'm going my acting classes and auditioning and whatnot. And I met a friend there that also started working there. And he's a producer, but he's working here with me at this bar. And he's like, and so anyway, he tried, he like, he did this movie. His name is Chris Beatty. He's still a good friend of mine. We're still great friends. But he literally like put, added me to IMDb. I was never in that movie. That was my first credit.
Oh, because wow,
I was like, because I was like, how do I get on IMDb?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know. So that's my first credit is wasn't even in it.
Oh, that's great. Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah,
listen.
But the movie's funny. It's like a very like kind of got that 90s like teen comedy vibe.
Yeah. No, I mean, I could imagine. And I'm you know, I'm breaking your chops with that because I was like, you know, again, when you hear salted nuts, that could go many ways, Aaron. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
No, they got to make a salted nuts too. And that one I'll definitely do. Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, I'm mad I never came up with that name. You
all
know what
about
I mean?
It. Salted nuts too.
So when things are not going your way, and you know there's a little lull, what's going on? Mm-hmm. How does Aaron deal with it, and what are you doing in that lull period?
Right. Well, I'm trying not to get depressed about it. I think I've gotten like past that. Like there were so, especially when I was in LA, and I don't know if like this comes with age too. Like I feel like I just go, okay, I'm not working right now. That's fine. You know, I'm gonna still put myself out there, promote my projects, audition, you know, connect with other actors, directors, producers, whatnot. In between that time, like, you know, money-wise, I've bartended forever, you know, even when I was in LA in between projects, because you have to make money somehow. I feel like I roll with it a little bit more right now. I have all my 9 dogs to keep me busy, you know, like I got my little farm life out here in Georgia now. So I don't put as much pressure on myself. But you just got to try to keep busy. And if you are in like a more of a hot spot, like LA or New York, like I was, I would go to premieres, support my friends, go to acting classes, sit in on acting classes, just kind of keep your mind, you know, going. But I definitely not as hard on myself now when I'm not working.
What would be the advice, Aaron, today, going through this 18 years of doing everything you're doing, tell that 17-year-old Erin back in, when she was taking a bus to doing with extra work?
Well, I definitely would tell her to keep going. And then I would tell her she's going to get to a point where she's going to be really like proud of herself, you know, like the 17-year-old looking at me now would be like, oh, that's so cool. You know? So like not, so it's kind of like a don't be hard on yourself kind of thing.
Would there be anything you would say or anything you did?
Right.
That at some point you could go back and say, I wish I would have did it this way or that way. Or you just, the path was the path and that you.
Yeah. I'm so with the path is the path because you can't really like, when people are like, oh, what would you change about this or that? You just, that was just the way, you know, life just goes this way sometimes. And I feel like having a regret or having a, is kind of pointless. It's just like, this is the way life went, you know? But advice wise, I would just be like, just keep going, you know? Maybe move to LA a little bit earlier. Although again, this is just, you know, the way life went. And it's funny because when I moved from New York to LA, all of a sudden I was working in New York and New Jersey all the time. And it's so, I never work where I live. And now that I'm in Georgia, I'll fly back to LA to work. I was just in Arizona working. I was just in Colorado this summer. Like it's, which is nice because it's nice to travel to work, but it's just funny that it works out that way.
It's funny. And it's always, there's no work. And all of a sudden you get something almost conflict time-wise.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Oh my God. All the time. It's like either feast or famine. So true.
It is true. Again, I have so many questions for you. Do you think as an actor, it's easier for someone starting today, mm-hmm. or when I started back in, when we did?
Mm. Okay, so in some ways, like the social media thing's kind of great, and I feel like I've even gotten jobs off of social media, you know, just promoting myself and whatnot. But mm-hmm. it's also a very like weird thing where I feel like, and I'm not over it, but I feel like it's a lot of, it's, we're all such narcissists. And I know that's part of our business too, but I even had like a manager, but like, you know, a few years back that was like, you got to post every day selfies, this and that. And then I'm just like, I mean, I guess it gets your face out there and whatnot, but at some point you start to feel like, oh my God, I don't want to just put up, you know, pictures just to put up pictures, you know, and sometimes it feels like that, but at the same time, it helps you put yourself out there, you know? So I don't know. It's a weird.
Well, it's funny too, because a lot of agents now, especially again, you know, when I produce some or what have you, or my own agent. And again, as somebody that casts films, you know, if it's between one, you know, if it's really close, you know, the next natural question is, what does her social media look like? I mean, yeah. You know, if option A is great and has, mm-hmm. you know, 500 Instagram followers, and option B has like 1.5.
Yeah.
You say, as a businessman, well, some of them probably are not real, but if, you know, half of them are real and she promotes it, you know, so again, it's a whole crazy, you know, but, you know, it's stuff you don't think about as an actor, but that really plays in sometimes. It really does. And it could be the beginning. You know what I mean?
Also, they're getting, like, they're hiring just like non-actor, you know, people with just tons of followers too. So it is way different. Yeah. It's so different.
It is. I remember when I produced my first film, mine is like 99 when I started doing stuff with, you know, DiCaprio, and I kind of broke into it like mm-hmm. you know, you in a weird way. But I remember when I said, you know, I want to produce something, and, you know, just to get myself out there in a different way than I was being portrayed. Mm-hmm. And the big thing was, Steve, you can't have yourself as a producer and an actor, because it looks like a vanity piece. And now, you know, all this time later, that's like the best thing to do. Would you recommend an actor today to get into more, you know, into the directing, into the producing, into in different facets? Or would you tell them to just focus on one aspect of the business?
Well, I think it's preference, but I think, like, you give yourself so much more opportunity if you're writing, if you're directing, producing. And then it's nice too, because you get to work with people that you enjoy. You know, you're in charge of everything. You cast people that you like to work with. No, I would definitely recommend that. I have no desire personally to do like directing or anything like that. It's also like intimidating to me. But so for me, it's just acting. But I would recommend writing something that you want to act in, producing it, and all that. I mean, give yourself the opportunity, because someone else might not give it to you.
Absolutely. And again, going back, all we had back then was, again, you would make a film.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you got distribution, played in a theater, or went to Blockbuster.
Right.
You know, there's so many, there's 1,000 platforms. Mm-hmm. You know, there's 1,000 ways to showcase yourself, you know, on YouTube, on, like you said, Instagram. So again, I believe that today there's so much more opportunity to get yourself out there, mm-hmm. where you and I and everybody from when we started had to, you know, get the headshots, go to, you know, get
black
them touched
and white,
up,
hand them out,
get the vanilla envelope, fly, you know, and send them
cover
out, and cover letter and send them out to agents and hope somebody
would.
Yeah. And or go to office. I used to go to offices mm-hmm. and drop it in front of their door. God knows how many were just thrown away by the by the super. You know what I mean? And if they were even seen. But yeah, I think today is so much easier. But it's always great to get somebody's perspective who comes from when we started at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we go back to 2016 comes. I meet Vincent Young, basically, you know, we work together on the Fifth Borough pilot. You know, we were talking and he's like, oh, I'm working with this girl, Erin O'Brien. And, you know, you got to meet her. She's awesome. She's talented. She's sweet. She's easy to work with. So I'm like, really? So again, you fast forward to, we make a movie that comes up called Clinton Road, which is why I'm wearing my I Survived the Clinton Road.
I love it. I want one so bad.
Yeah, I got to send you one. I put out a box of these that I actually forgot about.
Dude,
and
in Jersey, like hotcakes. Like, you need to sell those things.
I know I do. I know. Like I said, I you know, that was the idea. And then I'm always thinking, going on to the next thing, and I just forget about what we have.
Right.
which is stupid. But yes, I definitely gotta send you one. I have to just surprise you with one.
I love it.
But yeah, so and again, and you're from not from Jersey, but you lived in Jersey. I know, I think your family's still in Jersey, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Jersey. So I was born in California, but I was the only one in my family. But we're Jersey people. my mom's from Brooklyn.
Right. So you know, we meet. We put you in one of the leads at Clinton Road. I just have to say, you know, taking myself out of being a friend and as a producer and as somebody that I got a privilege to direct with Richard Grieco. Again, you know, you came to set prepared. You know, never had issues. It didn't really take so many takes. But again, you know, the cool part of that was, I mean, we didn't have the budget I wish I would have had for that, but. We put together a fun cast.
Yeah,
Ice-T was in it. Vince Pastore. We had Eric come in for a little bit. Ace Young. We had a nice nucleus. Cody, Lauren. But the cool part was we got to actually go to Clinton Road at night and run around the woods for a while. You know, how did you feel about that? What was your take about all that stuff?
I loved it, and also like going back to Vincent real quick, like. He's awesome. And I really like, I appreciate my friends in this business. And that was so nice of him to like talk me up to you. And thank you for hiring me.
No, again, he wasn't wrong. So, and we'll talk about that later because we worked together two more times after that. But
that's right. No, I loved that. I thought I was so excited for this movie because I've heard about Clinton Road forever. I mean, there's a lot of little haunted places in Jersey that you always hear about. Plus, the cast was awesome. And since Vincent recommended me, I was like, I want to show up and do a really good job. I'm very excited for this. No, it was cool. Like all the, even when we filmed that one day in Chelsea, that was day one.
And that was probably one of the most hectic days because we had, you know, we had Bo Dietl on set. We had, you know, Eric Roberts show up. Eric just called me that day. He's a dear friend. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm shooting today. He's like, I'll come in. I'll come up with something. And I'm like, all right. And, you know, it was just, you know, we did a cute, funny thing with him. Everything works out the way it should. But that happened to be the most hectic day because everybody was on set and we were in a club with a lot of extras. And yeah, I mean, that kind of set the tone for the whole shoot.
Right. And then I grew up watching Richard Grieco. So I wanted to impress him. I was like, I loved 21 Jump Street back in the day. So,
right. And of course, he was on set with me, right?
Yeah, and he was so awesome to work with, too. I loved him.
It was set up purposely that way because I said, if we get through this hectic day with all these interchangeable parts, the rest were in the woods, but five, you know, we're like 6 feet.
Yeah, that was so much fun. So I really had such a blast on that. And I get scared really easily. So I guess it came kind of easy to me to be in a horror movie and running around Clinton Road, like definitely helped get that vibe going.
Absolutely.
No, I loved it. I love that cast. We had so much fun. We all bonded.
We definitely did. And it won, which again, if you're going to win any festival to win, it won the Garden State,
won
a couple others too. Right. I think everyone we were in, we won, but it was, that was a lot of fun. That was, you know, it was fun. I had a blast on that. There's some things I wish I had back on that, but again, like every other film, you know, that we put it out. I'm proud of it. I still have people call me. You know, there's a big horror genre of just people that like horror. I have these on like a site, and every once in a while, you know, can I get a shirt? So yeah, and I think you did a couple like. Appearances, right? From Clinton Road.
Oh yeah, it was like a Comic-Con in Knoxville.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh god, that was so much fun too. That talk about like hanging out with your idols from back in the day. It was so many cool people there. That was a blast. It was like just sit there all day. If somebody wants an autograph, you sign an autograph. Otherwise, you just walk around and enjoy.
Yeah. No, that was great. And then so again, so that goes off. Everything's going great. Then the Fifth Borough that was supposed to be a TV pilot, you know, on the NBC we kind of got railroaded at the last 11th to 12th hour, I should say, because Shades of Blue becomes a movie. You know, the guy that loved the concepts asked me to do, said, why don't you make it a film? And again, we put together a great ensemble cast. So many great people. I don't even want to start naming them because I feel bad because sometimes I forget.
I know. Same.
And then somebody listens to this and they get mad that I didn't mention it. Literally, there's probably about 15 great ensemble, recognizable, well-known people in this film. And everybody came together. And you happen to play a little different than Clinton Road. You play like, one of the crew's girlfriends who's, is a stripper. And
first time.
And, with other ambitions.
Yeah.
And so tell us real about that whole thing. How you, what were your fears? What did you do? You have a dance. You have like a lap dance scene. Nothing crazy.
So funny. Okay. Well, for that scene, I was the most nervous I was because I'm wearing a skimpy little outfit, which is so not me. I'm a little self-conscious. I was working out all week long. Also, when it was time to do the lap dance, I like blanked. I was like, I don't know what to do. So I literally got on my phone and I Googled lap dance and how to do a lap dance. And how I did it.
Oh, that's funny. That scene in particular, as a director, I love that scene because it stuck me.
Yeah, no, same. So yeah, I was trying not to like focus on this amazing like performance that Joey and Rilo were doing. So I was trying not to get sucked in because I was trying to focus on my own thing that I was supposed to be doing. And I was super self-conscious because I'm wearing this little tiny, like, skimpy outfit, which is just, I'm a foot pant kind of girl. So I'm trying to, like, not be self-conscious about that. And I literally had no idea, like, I just, like, blanked. I was like, I'm supposed to give this guy a lap dance, and I have no idea how to do this. So I'm, like, Googling it, watching videos. I was sweating bullets. I don't think it's helping on his purpose.
No, not at all.
But luckily it worked out. No, that was so much fun.
Again, it was one of the leads. I think we consider you and Tara Reid as the two leads in that. I mean, you did an amazing job because, again, that came out during COVID. We got so much publicity. We were the Avengers because there was nothing happening at that time because of COVID. We did one festival because then everything shut down. We did the Hell's Kitchen. We won best ensemble cast, best, I think, drama. Won two awards that we were going for.
Cast. You nailed it.
Yeah, it was a great cast. And again, I got some shit from the original cast that were in the pilot. You can't win producing. Yeah. I just wanted to say, as somebody who had the chance to work with you, act with you, direct with you, total professional, always prepared. And again, grateful. And so that was back in 2018, which I can't even believe. And then again, we worked together on Chronicle of a Serial Killer, and then another amazing job. You got to lie, you got to get hacked up.
That was fun. I'm very glad I got to do that. It was fun.
It's a shame because we had DMX in that one, and he shortly after passed. And again, he's another great guy and a legend. And I was so grateful.
I didn't get to work with him, but yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. We've caught up on kind of what our stuff, and I don't want to kind of be self-promoting here with what we've done or what I've done, I should say. What are you working on now? I know you have something coming out or is about to be released.
So I did my first Western, Far Haven. It was so much fun. So that we filmed in Arizona about a year ago, and that just literally just came out this week. So it's Amazon. You can watch it on Amazon, Apple TV, and then you can buy a copy at Walmart or order it from Amazon. That was a really good cast. And I was nervous because it's my first Western. And I was like, oh, I really want to do a good job. I grew up watching Westerns, and it was a totally different genre for me. But, oh, man, it was so much fun.
So just so everybody knows, where else can you see? You can see it on Amazon, and where else?
Amazon and Apple TV. And it might be a few other places.
And everybody, please check that out on Amazon, Apple TV, right? My favorite is the when you were in jail.
Oh, God, that one. And a lot of people, are obsessed with that movie, still. And that was so long ago.
Believe it or not, I never told you this. Once Vincent Young, and for everybody listening, I'm talking about a movie called Jailbait. And it's funny because when Vincent recommended you, not that I obviously didn't just take his word on it, but that's the one I watched and, you know, watched your work and another great film, and you played another great character in jail. Just tell us real quick about that, because I want to segue into something else.
That was like my first project when I moved out to LA. So it was a friend of mine, Jared Cohn, who I'd worked with in New York a bunch of times. He moved out to LA as well, and he hired me for that film. And that was just like a crazy different, way different character, like tough girl in jail. We were like 30 playing like 18-year-olds or 17-year-olds. But no, that actually got me, like, people loved that movie. And like, it's still, I get messages about it all the time. And they really liked that character. That character was the opposite of me, very like tough, not a very nice person. She was the girl that like ran things in that jail. But yeah, but it was a great like character work, great character exploration. It was definitely different than anything else I've ever played. And that gets me a lot of recognition. And it's kind of, and it's, you know, it's a very like not family friendly film. So no, I don't like recommend it to people all the time, but the performance is.
No, your performance is awesome. Know, and again, like, that got you three films out of me, because that's,
It did get me a lot of work. Thank you.
The segue really where I'm going to here is, over the course of your career, you got to play, you know, a badass in jail, get run around Clinton Road. You've got to play, a stripper with ambition in a real New York mafia gangster type of film, so to speak. Right. You're coming off a Western. So, I mean, these are the amazing things about being an actress that constantly works and constantly could continue to morph into things that you're not. You're that's not the real Aaron, which again is to be commended. But what everybody would want to know, because everybody listens to, because we always ask these questions, what would you say was your screw it moment, your biggest crossroad, in a sense where you were at you could have went this way, or because you went that way, you are where you are today. Where you just said, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do this, and this is what I want to do, and it could be anything. It doesn't have to be acting related.
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of like films like early on, which one of them was Jailbait and Fault of Nuts. Yeah. Where I was like, I feel like they were a little like sexualized, like a lot of the films early on. And I feel like I wasn't sure about doing these movies because there was like some nudity and whatnot in it. But would I do it today? No. But at that point I was kind of like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. You know, these are really good characters. And so that was kind of a crossroads. That
would have said, you know what, I don't want to do it because it's too sexualized.
Right. It turned out a good role.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So
not for everybody, but I guess it was the right choice.
Right. Okay, great. So awesome. I mean, so that's the big screw it moment. I'm going to ask you right now, 10 questions off the cuff. First thing that comes to mind. New York or LA?
New York. New York is home.
Most talented person you ever acted with? Male.
Steve Samuels.
Ah, there you go. No, I love it. Just me omitted.
Peter Dobson.
Most talented female you ever worked with?
Tolk's older guy. And I worked with her in Tremors. She's like in everything. She's amazing. And I hope I didn't butcher her last name.
Person you ever worked with that intimidated you being with on set?
Oh, a lot. Kevin Bacon.
Your biggest Bonda moment on a set?
I don't know if I've had it yet. Knock on wood.
Your favorite role ever? Our role, all our stuff omitted.
Like I say, so this summer I did a modern day Western. We filmed in Colorado, called Horsepower. And that was a really fun character. She's part of a political couple. She's not the best person in the world, but she was so much fun to play.
Your dream role?
I would love to play something like Charlize Theron in Monster. That was a great role.
That is a great role. The film you've done, all our work is omitted. So, all right. So the biggest film you didn't have much expectation for that did well.
That Jailbait movie that we were just talking about. Everyone still's talking about it.
Yeah, okay. And the last thing, what would you tell someone today, the biggest advice to somebody breaking into the business, what would you have them, if they could do one thing that's going to move them up the ladder, what would it be?
I just always say, don't quit. Just keep going no matter what. People are going to give you crap. People are going to treat you bad sometimes in this business. People are going to tell you to stop doing what you're doing, do something else. Just believe in yourself and keep going.
There it is. Well, Erin, thank you so much for joining us on Unscrew the Cod. It's been awesome. You know, it's funny because when we do these, people, we go so fast. It's just like we're just having a conversation. You know what I mean? It's just like go back and forth. And there's some stuff I never know about certain people. We just never touch on certain topics. Erin, thank you so much for joining us today on Screw the Cloud.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you next week. And if you dream, dream out loud. Thank you again for joining Screw the Cloud.
Thank you for listening to Screw the Cloud. Join us next week for our next amazing guest.